Proverbs 16:2 says, "All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits." It seems very difficult for many to comprehend the fact that what they think of themselves isn't what matters most. We should be concerned with what the Lord thinks of us. But that runs counter to what we're conditioned to believe by the system. From the time a child is old enough to think, he or she is told to think in terms of how special he or she is. The child watching educational programming, absorbing preschool curriculum, and even in most Sunday school material, gets a steady diet of the "you're special" indoctrination. My generation got it on PBS programming with Mr. Rogers, Sesame Street, and the Electric Company, as well as in the public school curriculum. It's all about you. About the time I was in high school is when I noticed you'd constantly hear that when a person was a troublemaker or a troubled child, they diagnosed that they had low self-esteem. The magic cure for behavioral issues was to focus that child's attention on themselves and teach them to esteem themselves. And then self-esteem gave way to full-blown self-love. And now here we are. And if you want to lose your mind and become a nut, just keep all of your focus on yourself and spend your efforts trying to esteem yourself and love yourself. But if you want to do things God's way and retain your sanity, focus on Him. Focus on Jesus Christ. It's not about what you think about yourself. It's what the Lord thinks of you that matters most. After all, He is the ultimate judge and jury on your soul. As our proverb says, "The Lord weigheth the spirits." Some listening to this may have conquered our cultural brainwashing, but way too many professing Christians are caught up in the self-focus trap. The negative results can go in different directions. I believe some suffer anxiety due to their overly self-centered focus, but many others suffer a different sort of consequence in which they self-judge and end up justifying themselves in things that they really shouldn't be doing. Over the years, I've known professing Christians who use mind-altering drugs, and they justify it by making themselves the judge. Some of these folks use prescription psych meds to then space out, and sadly, they don't consciously comprehend the terrible condition that they're in. Others notice it, but they don't because they're spaced out. And once they take those pills, it's hard to get through to them. And they'll justify it because, after all, it's a prescription. Others actually use street drugs like marijuana. They wreck their lives, but they think their lives are fine. They're emotionally unstable. Their loved ones suffer, but they're clean in their own eyes. I could give numerous examples of other professing Christians in complete disobedience to the Word of God, but at the same time suffering a self-centered delusion where they have set themselves up as the judge, and in their eyes they see everything and rationalize it as, you know, it's all fine. Christians rationalize not reading the Bible as they should. Christians rationalize watching porn. Christians rationalize not giving financially to the Lord's work. I've known Christians to rationalize divorcing their spouse without any biblical grounds so they can marry somebody else. Or even on a couple of occasions, they just wanted to live the single life again. But all such rationalization is a delusion. It's important that we are clear on the fact that God alone is the judge. The Lord weigheth the spirits. When we set ourselves up as the judge, we're doomed to make a massive mess of our lives and end up in sin. As we've quoted many times before, this was all explained by the Lord when He said this to the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 9 and 10. "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." Put God in His proper place as Lord and Judge, then live your life accordingly.